The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Micha Cohen.
Simon Kuf Nun Hei. This next simon continues what we learned about in the last lesson, which is about creating a calendar, and it's going to give us a little bit more background, and it's going to fill in a little bit of the empty spaces as far as things that weren't exactly explained so well in the last simon. The title is Din Prisha Samach Leves, the halacha, the mitzvah of separating husband and wife from each other at the time of the vest, at the time of the cycle, at the time of the when the expected period is supposed to come. Bachilukim shebein vest kavua le'ena kavua, and the difference between a permanent vest and a non-permanent vest. Sif Aleph. Now, Sif Aleph begins with the source of this mitzvah of separating at the time of an expected period. And we had mentioned it last time, but here we're going to see it in the actual text of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Tana Rabbanan. The rabbis learned, the Gemara tells us, Vizhartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. You should warn, teach the Jewish people to be cautious about the impurity. Amar B'yashia. Rabbi Yashia said, Mikan, from the fact that the Torah says to be extra careful, Azhar l'v'nei Yisrael, it's a warning for the Jewish people, Sheyifashu min shaseim, that a husband and wife should separate themselves, Samoch l'vesta, when they're anticipating a period. V'kama, so how much should they separate themselves? Amar Rava, Rava says, Oina. Aina is a specific amount of time. Now, what does it mean in aina? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explains. V'aina hi, o yom, o laila. It's either daytime or nighttime. What does that mean? She'im zman vesta hu b'yom. That let's say she got her period during the daylight hours. That would mean from daybreak, which is neitzachama, until shki, until sunset. Now, even though when it comes to other areas of halacha, we work with Alois HaShachar, which is an earlier time, the actual daybreak. Over here, we work with Nates, which is a little bit later. So we work with that time for the beginning of the daylight hours, because that's when the sun actually comes up, as opposed to when the rays of the sun is just visible. And also, when it comes to the end of the daylight hours, we look at it when the sun goes beneath the horizon, and a shkia, even though it's still light outside, that would be the duration of the day of the sunlight hours. That would be one. Block of time known as an aina. And so, if a woman would have seen some time during the day, then let's see in the words of the Kitzur, she im zman vesta hi b'yom, that if she saw during the day, afal pi shiragil lirois b'sayfa yom. So again, the day starts from neitzachama, from sunrise until sunset. And let's say she saw very close to sunset. So logic would say that the next month around, she shouldn't really need to be concerned until close to sunset as well. Mikol makom, nonetheless, says the Kitzur, nasra mitchilas hayom, she is prohibited from the beginning of the day. Now what that means is that when the Torah tells us to be extra careful, so obviously the time itself, let's say this woman always sees in the late afternoon, very close to sunset, so obviously at that time they should refrain from having relations, because that's not a good time, because she's expecting her period. But if it's hard to being extra careful will be the entire daylight hours, not to have relations during that time. So likewise, let's say she normally sees right at daybreak, and she didn't see. So again, she normally sees at daybreak, and daybreak passed, and she didn't see anything. So can you assume that the period is obviously not coming today? So this extra being careful will tell us that no, not until night. That whole span of time, known as the aina, that the whole block of time, that would be prohibited. So that's the concept of a day aina. V'chein im vesta b'layla, and also similar. If her period would be at night, even though she normally sees at the beginning of the night, she sees right after sunset, or she sees very late, she's almost by daybreak already, makes no difference, the entire block of time is prohibited. And according to many paiskim, not only should they refrain from actual relations, they should refrain from embracing each other, and it's correct to be stringent. Now, basically what's going on in this sif is telling us that this whole concept that we learned about in last lesson about having a calendar, the idea is that if a woman normally sees during daylight hours, which would be from sunrise till sunset, or if a woman sees during nighttime hours, which would be from sunset to sunrise, that entire aina, that entire time of the day, either daylight or night, would be prohibited in the next month. Now, what is prohibited? So that the main thing is actual relations. It is recommended to refrain from embracing and things that are actual acts of intimacy, even though it's not relations. But things that, like passing objects and the things you learned that they shouldn't do when she's in need, that they're allowed to do at this time. But again, only relations and only actual acts of intimacy, like hugging and kissing. She says it's correct to be stringent. So what we see from here is that it's not prohibited mikra din, but it's a good thing to be stringent. And there could be situations where it's not clear at all whether they need to separate during a certain time. So then many paiskim say that they could be more lenient on these other things besides for relations itself. Let's continue with Siv Beis. Yesh Arim, some say the Aina Zu Shehi Shehut Sarch Lifreshes Atzmai, Zo Aina Shlifne Aina Shaves Boy. Now, so this Aina that the Torah tells us, it was an extra stringency, it's not only that the time of day that the entire daylight hours that she saw during, she has to be separated from her husband during that time, but even the hours beforehand, Dehainu, which means like this, investable Laila. Let's say last time she saw during the night, Asura Gam Kol Yom Shlofanov, the day before, the daylight hours from before, she would also be prohibited. Investable Yom, let's say her cycle came during the daylight hours, Asura Gam Kol Halal Shlofanov, she would be prohibited the whole night before. V'chein Yeshlinag, and says the Kitzer, it's proper to follow that opinion. Now, what the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch here is referring to is known as the Arzurua. The Arzurua is the name of a Rishon who writes about this idea. And the argument that is made for him, the Shach explains what is his argument. His argument is like this, that it's simple that at the time when the actual cycle is anticipated, it's obviously prohibited to have relations. So therefore, during the actual daylight hours, or during the actual nighttime hours, the argument is that even though she usually sees at the end of the day, and it's only the beginning of the day, but still it's logical that whole time is going to be prohibited. So therefore, when the Torah says to make it extra being careful, so that's going to be something additional, so that's going to be to add another block of time, which would mean if the normal period comes at night, then to add the daylight hours before, if it normally would be during the day, then the nighttime hours before, that will be this concept. This is the opinion of the Arzurua, and many Paiskim say that according to the law itself, it is permitted, but it's a good idea to accept this stringency. And it's well known that there was a certain pamphlet written in Eretz Yisrael saying the laws of Nida, and it brought this idea of the Oina Beinonis, of this extra Oina to add this extra block of time. And the Chazanish wrote to the person that he felt for the tzibur, for the community at large, it may be too difficult, and the main halacha is the actual Oina itself. On the other hand, it's important to keep in mind that this was a very old custom to do it, as the Kitzur says here. So people could do it. It's very much recommended, but it's not the actual letter of the law. So this, again, means that whatever day the period is expected on, let's say whatever time of day, meaning day or night, the time before, the half day beforehand, would also be prohibited. Now let's continue in the Kitzur. Ach keshehu yotze l'derech. However, if a husband's going to be traveling, ashehu b'min l'derech, who just came home, or she went to the mikveh that night, So these are times when it's more sensitive and it's more of a reason that a husband and wife want to have relations. So therefore, lo yachmer, one should not be stringent. So again, the way it's, the kitzur is presenting this stringency of the arzurua is to try to do it as much as possible. But when it's a situation where there's a reason why the couple wants to have relations because it's a more sensitive time, since she just came back from the mikvah or something like that, then it would be permitted. Sif Gimel. This refers to a very important concept, and this is what's known as the Ein Veininus, and we'll learn about it now. Isha She'en Lo Veskevo. We have a woman who hasn't established a clear cycle. So the question is, when is she going to see next? So, as I tamid Yom Shloishim She'achar Yom Riyasa, 30 days later, Hu La Kamoi Veskevo. We consider 30 days from the last time she saw as a permanent vest. V'nikra Ein Veininus. It's called the average or the median vest. Now, what does this mean? The concept is like this. We know whenever in halacha we have a doubt, we don't know when something's going to happen. So either we can use a chazakah. We can say, listen, in the past this is what has happened, so therefore this is when we should expect it. So if this past month the woman saw on a certain day of the month, we can assume that maybe next month she'll see on the same day. That would be a chazakah. The other way would be to look at the average periods of women and say, listen, if we don't know what this woman's period is, then we can look around the world and say, what is the average size of a woman's period? And if this woman gets past a certain amount of time, we'll have to assume that her period is going to be coming. Now, the number, there are different opinions what the exact number is. According to the Shach in Shulchan Aruch, the idea of Ein Veininus will be the same thing as the Yom HaChodesh, will be the same day of the month. So it's really the same thing. But according to many, many other opinions, it's a span of 30 days from the time she saw till the next time she sees, or the next time she should anticipate it. And we're going to see it in a second, an example of the kitzur, how that works. Now, there is a third opinion, that says it's actually 31 days. And we're going to first look at the kitzur's example, and then we're going to discuss a little bit more how that plays out. So he says, he gives an example like this. Kegoin, for example, she saw her period on the second day of the week of Parshas Noach. So now, Azayim Reviv, the Parshas told us, so 4 weeks later, on the fourth day of the week, Hula Kamay Veskavua. It'll be for her like a Veskavua, meaning to say that since it's 30 days later, so we're going to have to assume, so since women usually don't go 30 days without a period, so we're going to have to assume that once day 30 comes, we'll have to assume that she's going to be having her period. So therefore, even though she has not established a cycle for that, but we're going to have to assume that she's going to see on that day. Now, what's very interesting is that in the Sefer Sha'ar Mitzion B'Halacha, it's a commentary on the Kitzur, points out that if you do the math and you add up what the Kitzur just did over here, and you count the day of her last period as day one, and you count from there till, so the second day of Parshas Noach that he's mentioning till the fourth day of Parshas told us what he says over here, it's actually going to come out to be 31 days. Meaning the 30 days are going to be not, it's 30 days if you don't count the day she first saw. If you don't count Yom Sheni of Parshas Noach, then it's going to be 30 days. But if you count that day, it's actually 31 days. So what they point out is the opinion of the Kitzur seems to be following the opinion that holds that this Ein Veininus, this average vest that we have to be concerned about, is actually 31 days. But the prevalent custom is 30 days. So actually, what according to the prevalent custom, this person wouldn't be keeping the fourth day of Parshas Toldos, as the Kitzur says, but she actually be keeping the third day of Parshas Toldos. So to summarize, when a woman has a period and she doesn't have a permanent cycle, which most women today don't have, then she marks down on the calendar, first of all, what day of the month it is. So if it's the third of the month, then she has to be concerned maybe next month it might come out on the third day, number one. Number two, she has to mark down the interval, how many days it was between the period before it. Let's say it was 25 days, so she has to count the same interval and for the next month going forward. And the third thing, which we're learning about now, is that there's a standard 30 days that she counts, including the day of the period. So the day of the period, it will be one, and then 29 more days. On day 29, on at the end of that final day, she's going to keep that day as well, because that is considered to be the average vest, the average cycle of women. Now, the Kitzer continues and says that she should keep the unabeness, as you just mentioned, and Movadzais. In addition to this, she also has to be concerned in any period that she might have, the interval from the time before, or the day of the month of the last time fell out on, as he's going to explain soon. And as long as she has to be concerned, maybe she's going to see blood, and as what he's saying is like this. He's saying that whatever days we make up and say that she has to be concerned about that day, about that time of the day, then according to the Arzurah's opinion, they would have to keep the one before as well. And we mentioned that that is subject to discussion as far as if one's obligated to do that or not. It's definitely a good idea, but it is a discussion if that is the letter of the law. Let's continue with Sif Dalet. In Sif Dalet, he really goes over what we just learned, that any time a woman sees and she doesn't have a clear cycle, that she has to be concerned about three things: the day of the month, the interval, and this Ayin HaBeinus will be 30 days, including the day that she saw. This is what he says inside. Kol Isha, any woman, Shiras Adam, that she sees blood, she has a period. She needs to be concerned that maybe next month, even though she hasn't established a permanent cycle, but maybe it's going to become permanent and maybe it's going to happen next month. It doesn't make a difference if she doesn't have right now a permanent cycle. She needs to be concerned that maybe she's going to see on the same day next month, and she will create a cycle. So even a woman that at one point in time did have a permanent cycle, but she started seeing irregularly, not during her normal cycle, so she also has to be concerned about these other sightings of blood, even though they don't fit into her regular cycle, because maybe she's changing. So the point of the Kitzer is, whether or not a woman has a permanent cycle or not doesn't make such a difference, as far as the fact that if she sees not according to that, she sees irregularly, then for the coming months she has to be concerned, maybe she's going to be creating some new type of pattern. But a woman who has a permanent cycle, but in addition to the permanent cycle, she saw another seeing of blood that, in addition to her regular seeing, then she doesn't have to be concerned about that seeing, because she has a cycle in place. She doesn't have to be concerned about a vest that's not permanent. So what that's basically saying is that if a woman who has a permanent cycle and she starts deviating from that cycle, so then she's going to have to be concerned that these new sightings of blood are creating new cycles. But if she's keeping to the old cycle, but just in addition, there was something happened and she happened to have seen a little blood, so she doesn't have to assume that that's going to be create a new cycle, because she already had, she still has her regular cycle in place. Let's continue with Sifhei. So he wants to give us an example of how this would work out. A woman who doesn't have any particular history, and she's starting from scratch. How are we going to start being concerned about her vestas, her cycles in the future? So Rasa Yom Sheni Shel Rosh Chodesh, she saw on the first day of the month, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Ubiyaim Esrim V'chamisha Boy, and on the 25th of Iyar. Tzricha Hilachosh L'Rosh Chodesh Sifon. So because she saw on the first day of Iyar, so she has to be worried about that day of the month, and the next month she'll be worried about Rosh Chodesh Sifon as well. Ki Yesh Lachosh Shema Tikva Vesta L'Rosh Chodesh. Because she has to be concerned that maybe it's the month that is causing her to see, and therefore she'll end up seeing possibly on the first of the next month. Then he adds in parentheses, "V'gam b'yom sheni b'siv and sricha lachosh mishum einabenis." He adds in there that we have to be concerned about the einabenis as well. Okay, now let's continue. Barash chedesh siva. Now the first of Sivan comes. V'loi roa saw, and she did not see blood. Sricha hilachosh shema tikvala flogas. She's going to have to be concerned that maybe what's making her tick, what's making her work, is not the day of the month, but it's the interval. And since she saw an interval of 25 days, meaning from day counting the day she saw on, which the Kitzur is calling 23 days, because he's looking at the days in between, that's what he adds in the parentheses, if you don't count the first day she saw and the last day that she saw, so she has to count an interval of 23 days in between, which the way most people count today would be just to count 25 days and include the periods on each end, basically to count this day that she saw as day one, and then another 23 days, and on the following day, it'll be the day that she should keep, which is a total of 25 days. That means to say, once she's into the, she has still 4 days left of this month, add another 19, so basically 25 days after the last time she saw would be, come out to be the 20th of the next month. Now, so this is a basic setup of what happens. Again, she has to be concerned about the day of the month, and she has to be concerned about the aflaga and the unabandonedness as well. So now it comes the time of her interval, and she doesn't see. So she's concerned about the 25th of the month. Why? Because remember, the last month before, she saw on the first of the month, and she saw on the 25th of the month. So the next month, she also has to be concerned about the 25th of the month, because maybe the month causes it, not the interval, and because maybe it's the 25th of the month that's going to cause it. And then in the parentheses, he talks about the Ein Abanis again. Okay. Avo. But however, if she still doesn't see anything, so the first of the next month, she doesn't have to be concerned. Why? So this is a very important point, that this idea of being concerned about the next month for the interval, for the day of the month, is only a one-time thing. But if the next month she doesn't see on that day, then the following month, she doesn't have to worry about it at all. Since she saw on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but Rosh Chodesh Sivan, she did not see. So when it comes to the following month, she doesn't have to be concerned about it. The kosher like kavah b'shalish b'avim, because since it was never permanent, nekar b'pam achas, then if as long as you passed over it one time, it's enough. Now he's going to give another example of a woman who has a set cycle. V'dugma l'isha sheyesh lo ves, who has a cycle. Haylo ves kavua l'rois b'aflaga le'am etzim v'chamesh. She has a haflug, an interval of 25 days. So then she went 28 days without seeing. So because she had a permanent cycle of 25 days, even though this past month she waited until 28 days to see, she still has to be concerned about it. However, if she passes it and does not see, she has to be concerned about the 28th day, because this past month she did see on the 28th day as well, because of this last month. If she sees now again on the 28th day, not on the 25th day, so she still has to be concerned about the 25th day. Why? Because since it was permanent, then it doesn't go away without three times. If it wouldn't have been permanent, then one time would have been enough. Mishum Vesta. Loi Rosa Gam Atabiyam Asim Chamish. Now, again, the 25th comes by and she doesn't see. Elabiyam Asim Mishmana, but the 28th again. So then, after three times, then already she changed. Hukva Yom Asim Mishmana Lo Vesta. Now she moved over to be 28 days to be a vest. Yom Asim Chamisha Nekar. And day 25 is been removed. Because it has been removed, it has happened three times, she didn't see on that day, v'hutar, it becomes permitted. Now what happens if she doesn't continually develop a new pattern. She saw 28 and 29 and then 31. So at that point, she's definitely shown that she's not seeing in any pattern anymore. So the old pattern is away, but she's in no man's land. She has no vest either. And this is the common situation of most women today, which would be that she's always going to be concerned from month to month what should happen the month before, because they usually don't have permanent cycles. And she would have to be concerned about the day of the month and the and the average vest, which is an interval of 30, as we mentioned, hachatikva vest chadash, until she establishes a new vest. Let's continue with Siv Zayin. Haklal hu l'chol yarishamayim. He says the general rule for someone who is God fearing, you should do the following. Imaisha ein l'vest kavua. If a woman does not have a set cycle. So yesh loy luchleif tamid yom riyasa. So he said it's very important to keep a calendar. You should write down on the calendar when was the last time she saw her period. V'yira eze yom b'chaydeshu. And you should look what day of the month it was. V'kama yom heim bein riyala riyam. What was the interval from the last time she saw? V'yachush tamid la'abo. In the following month, loyom ha'flaga. Ka'flaga achrena. She should be concerned about the interval for the next month. V'chin liyom ha'chaydesh. For the day of the month as well. K'ma shahayse riyachrena. As was in the last period. And we mentioned she has to be concerned about the average interval, which is 30 days. This is, should be the practice, until she gets a permanent vest, which today is unlikely. This is how she should conduct herself. And after she does have a permanent vest, so if things start to change, she should be concerned about the new sighting of blood. You have to be concerned maybe it's caused by interval or by day of the month. Now, if she did have a permanent vest, she should write down what it was, because you're going to have to still keep that until you uproot it three times. Siv Ches. A woman who has a permanent cycle, avim higia, so what's happening is the kitzur is, for whatever reason, just reiterating some of the things he learned before, and he's stressing the fact that if a woman does have a permanent cycle, then if she doesn't see it once or twice, it's not enough. She really has to go three times without seeing on that day, and that's the only way that it can be uprooted. And that's what he's stressing now. Even if once or twice the day of her period came, a simon vest of a lerosa, or she has a feeling that the vest is coming, like we mentioned before, and it didn't happen. Even though she knows for sure, she didn't see. How does she know for sure? She actually inserted a bedika cloth inside the vagina during the entire duration of the vest, so she's absolutely sure that not even a drop of blood came out. Nonetheless, her vest is not uprooted with that, because it could be that she's just so one time irregular, but it's going to come back. And the third time, she has to be concerned. If the third time came and she didn't see, if she's 100% sure that she didn't see and all these three times, that each time she had this bedikah cloth there the whole time, the entire duration of the vest is uprooted and she does not have to be concerned about it as well. Now, it's very interesting to point out that the kitzur seems to be of the opinion that if a woman does not wear this maichdachok, she does not insert this bedikah cloth the entire duration of the vest, of the aina, of that part of the day that it was expected, that it's not called an akira, it's not called uprooted. I believe that this is the opinion of the Chavos Das, but the prevalent custom is not this way, and which means to say that even if she would check herself once or twice during the duration of the of the Aina of this period where she was expected her period, and the Bedikah clothes is clean, that would be enough to uproot a vest. So again, the point is that the commonly followed practice would be that if a woman expects a period during a certain time, and she checks during that time and she doesn't find, even though she only checked with a Bedikah cloth once or twice, and she didn't have a Bedikah cloth there the entire time, like the Kizer is describing, it still would uproot the vest. Let's continue in the Kitzur. Kiko vest nekar b'shalosh pa'amim, because once three times happened and she didn't see, then it uproots it. Afilu ha'yakavu kamashanim, even if she had this vest for many years, nonetheless, if three times went by and she didn't see, then it is uprooted. Avol vest she'ena kavua, but a cycle that's not kavua, that's not permanent. D'hainu riyah shaloi kavasa rak pam achas ashtei pa'amim, that it only happened once or twice. Imigia pam achas hayom hazeh hayasim hazeh v'leirasa, if it came the time that she's supposed to see and she didn't see, v'afal pi shalei bodkas asma, even though she didn't even check herself, el shalei hergisha shemriya, but she didn't feel anything and she didn't see a lot, shuv eina tzricha lachosh la, she does not have to be concerned, ki kol ma shalei nikva v'shalei shpa'om, anything that did not happen three times, nakar v'ham achas, it's enough to be uprooted with one time, but feel b'lei b'dikar. So this is a very interesting difference between a permanent vest and a not permanent vest. When it came to a permanent vest, if she doesn't check herself, even though she didn't feel anything, even though she didn't see any period or anything like that, it's not uprooted until she actually does a b'dika, or in the, where the kitzur's going, she has to do an actual moichdachuk, actually put something there the whole time. But whatever it is, it needs to be verified to make sure that she didn't see anything. However, if it's a not permanent vest, then even if she didn't check at all, even though we do try to check during a vest, even if it's not permanent, at least once or twice, she should do a bedika once or twice during the time of the vest, during the aina, the time when she's expecting it. But if she does not do it and it passes and she doesn't feel anything or see any blood, then we say that it's uprooted. And the reason is because there's no real chazakah, there's no real evidence backing that she's going to have this period in this cycle, then therefore, as long as she didn't see a full-blown period, then we don't assume that it came. Sif test. Nisha she'esh leves kavua, a woman who has a permanent cycle, kainer shabal la asha shehi regila lirais, before the time comes for that she anticipates it, yesh lahachnes machdachuk, she should put in a machdachuk, a bedikah cloth, lamanteda beber, in order that she should be completely clear, yesh lachu shema teitzim mena ezetip adam, because she needs to be concerned, maybe a drop of blood's gonna come out, v'toivan, and it's gonna be lost, v'hilo teitzim, and she's not gonna know. Now, the kitzur again is reiterating what we said before, his opinion, which again is not the mainstream opinion, but he is also telling us the proper what should be done on the time of the month or the times of the month when we anticipate a period. And that is, she should do some sort of checking. And the checking is usually should be a bedika, should be to take a bedika cloth. We're going to learn more about it later. And that's should be done at least once or twice during that period of time. So if it's supposed to be during the day, then sometime during the day she should, maybe in the morning, and maybe towards the afternoon, each time you should do a bediko, or at least once during the day. If it's at night, then the beginning of the night and the end of the night, or at least once, that should be done in order to verify that she didn't see any blood. The kitzur again is following the opinion of the Chavos Das, which recommends putting a bediko cloth the entire aina, which is something very difficult to do. But that's the opinion of the kitzur, and that's not common practice. Now let's continue in the kitzur. So what if she didn't check herself at all? For over the zman vest and it passed. So if she has a permanent vest, asur lebala achetivdik asmahetiv, she needs to check herself before she can be permitted to her husband, because since she had a permanent period, unless we can verify 100% that nothing happened at all, then we're gonna have to assume that she's tameh until we can verify this thing. The kitzur continues. So what if during this time she washed herself? Then the problem is that maybe she did see a drop of blood, but it got washed away. So then the kitzur, according to the kitzur, if she washes herself, it's not going to help. And therefore she should be stringent and consider herself to be tameh, to be prohibited, because there's an assumption that she gets her period at the normal time, or at least some droplets of blood. But if she doesn't have a permanent vest, which most women today don't have a permanent vest, but she's concerned about a one-time vest that she had, that if the time passed and she didn't see anything, feel anything, even if she didn't check herself, she is in Mecheskes Tara. So what the Kizur Shulchan Aruch are telling us, that if a woman has a permanent vest, she has to assume that it came unless she can verify otherwise. And therefore, if she washes herself and she makes it impossible to verify, then she's in a difficult situation because we have no way of verifying that it didn't come. Now, in most situations today, this doesn't apply because most women don't have permanent vests. If a woman does, then it would be an issue. Now, it should be asked to a rabbi this question because the Kitzur is saying that if it's washed away, we assume that that it's a problem. But there are a lot of details. For example, if a woman just washed the outside of her body, we don't assume that she removed any blood. It would have to be that she washed the inside, the actual vagina, she maybe douched or something like that, which is less common to do. So that's why it would be good to ask a rabbinic authority before a person assumes in such a situation that she is tameh, that she is ritually impure. Now, the Kitzur then adds another important point, which is that ach ayin beinonis, we mentioned before, that when a woman sees and she doesn't have a permanent cycle, we're concerned about the day of the month, and we're also concerned about the interval. And both of those are not permanent, so therefore, if she forgets to check herself, then as long as no big period came and she didn't find any blood, then she's okay. But the average vest, which we said was a number, counting an interval of 30, because that's the average period of women, so that says the Kitzur Shu Yom HaShloshim is 30 days, Dina Kamei Vest Kavua, it has the same halacha as a permanent vest, which would complicate matters, which would mean to say that if a woman forgot to check herself after the average vest, the unabandonous, that, and she washed herself, she could have an issue. So, again, this is something to be careful about, that a woman should be extra careful to check herself during the unabandonous. If it does come that she forgot to check herself, she should check herself afterwards, before she's together with her husband. If she does wash herself, so a rabbinic authority should be consulted. But generally, the washing that we're talking about over here is a washing that actually goes inside the vagina, inside Eis HaMakom, and that would be the problem. Now let's continue with Sif Yud. Right? Most women, when they get their period, they see for a number of days. She shefas, she sees straight the whole time, or dripping. So the way it's commonly practiced is, when we mark the calendar, we only mark the day that the period began. That's the key day. And the day of the month, the interval, the inabandonous, the average vest, those are the three things that we mark. And we're not concerned about the fact that for the next number of days, she was seeing blood. There is an opinion that she has to be considered about all those days as she yakru until they become uprooted. And as I mentioned, that is not the common practice. Let's continue with Sif Yud Aleph. Just like if a woman has a cycle for days and it happens one time, she has to be concerned it's going to happen again. We mentioned there's other ways of creating a cycle with sensations in the body, and a combination, a hybrid of sensations and days together. If it happened one time, she has to be concerned maybe there's something's going to happen in the future. And just like these other types of cycles, whether it's sensations, whether it's a hybrid, they can be uprooted with one time if they're not permanent. So too, these other forms could also be uprooted with one time. And just as the cycle of days is not uprooted with three times if it becomes permanent, just so too the cycle that's based on a sensation, or on a symptom, or something that's a hybrid, they would only be uprooted with three times. So basically, all the lachas that we just learned now, as far as permanent and not permanent cycles, would apply not only to intervals of haflaga, of of days or of chodesh, of months, but also the other forms of vestas that we've learned in the past, which would mean sensations in the body or a hybrid between sensations and days. Dehainu im haisa vestas hagof greida, if it was only a sensation, like a symptom, kigan shapiaka, that she yawned, achakach shalish bamav leirasa, so she had this history that every time she would yawn, she would become anida, and then she does that three times, and it does not come. Shuv eni tzarech lachor kasha tefayik. Then in the future, when she has this symptom, she does not have to be concerned. Vimhu besas tamorkov, and if it's a hybrid between days and symptoms, kishegia shalosh ba'omim yamze upiakav leirasa. If that day comes and she has this, and she does has the symptom, and nothing happens, az haves nekar, that would uproot it. Aval yom belipiuk oipiuk beliyamim. If it's a hybrid, but only one of the things happens, the day comes without the symptom, or the symptom without the day, ain't an oikrin as a vesta merkov, then it's not going to uproot a vesta merkov. Deba'inan akirasai dumi dekfiyasai, this is the key rule over here, that we need it to be uprooted the same way it was created in the first place. Sif Yud Beis, the final sif. Me'uberes, a woman that is pregnant. La'achar sholosh chadosha mitchilas ibura, once she's 3 months pregnant, v'chei me'nika, and so to a nursing woman, doesn't necessarily mean that she's nursing, but it means that she's within 24 months of giving birth. Hein becheskas mesulakas damim. They have a assumption that they do not have regular periods. Hein cheshesh levestan. Therefore, they don't have to be concerned about their previous permanent cycles. Afal pish haya lahan ves kavua. Even though in the past they had a permanent cycle, but they do not have to be concerned. Mikomalkom. Nonetheless, cheshesh leriya shetire. But if she does see now, she has to be concerned. Just like she's concerned about a non-permanent vest. Over Yumei Hanaka, but if the days, the 24 months after the baby was born passed, then she starts counting her old permanent vestas, then if she always permanently saw on the first of the month, she must be concerned about the first upcoming first of the month, Rosh Chodesh, v'alim haisa lo ves laflagas, but if it was for an interval, then obviously she needs two periods to be able to make that interval, ein chashashas ad shetira pam achas, then she's not concerned until she sees the subsequent time, v'az chashashas laflaga shehaisa rigil lirais, and then she goes back to being concerned about her old intervals. Now, it's important to mention that the kitzur here is based on what the Shulchan Aruch writes, which is that for the first 3 months of pregnancy, a woman, we assume that a woman keeps her old vestas, her old cycles, and three months and on, then she's becheskas miksulekas damim, which means we assume that she does not have regular periods. Now, the reason for this is because in those days, it seems, and some women even today have it, which is that they do get some sort of period even during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Now, sometimes bleeding during pregnancy could be very dangerous, but there is such a thing of getting some sort of period. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, he writes in his Tshuva Negros Moshe that he believes that today, because for many hundreds of years, he brings earlier sources that women generally do not see during pregnancy, even right away, even after the first month or so. So this concept of not being concerned about the vestas would apply even from then. And different rabbis follow different approaches as far as if they go with Rabbi Feinstein or they don't, but this is an important thing to know. And on the other end, when a woman is after the baby, so the Gemara says the reason why she has the 24 months is because her body goes through trauma from the birth, and therefore she doesn't assume her normal periods for 24 months. Now, Ramesha Feinstein says that in today's days, many women, after they finish nursing or during that time, they go back to having regular periods. So therefore, he says that times have changed, and therefore we would be concerned about a vest during that period of time. And again, this is not unanimous. The different rabbanim have different opinions on it. So this is something that's definitely worthwhile asking your rabbi.